This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
The 2020 Summer Olympics have a new start date in July of 2021. This is the first time the Games have been postponed, though they were suspended a few times due to the world wars. And while the Games will go on, it's upending the plans of some local Olympic hopefuls. Last week, WBEZ sports contributor Cheryl Ray Stout spoke to a few people that have been impacted by the delay. Then she joined Midday host Lisa Labas to share what they told her.
These athletes often have their lives planned around the four-year Olympic and Paralympic cycles. And how is pushing back the Games a full year going to change this?
You know, when I spoke to Laura Zing, she's a 20-year-old rhythmic gymnast from Libertyville, she's put off going to Yale, taking two gap years. So she's put that career on hold. And this is the first time she's competing in the Summer Games. And her sport is not even offered in college. So you have to think about this. Laura's training is personal, and all her finances fall on her family. But she says she still has a desire to compete next year.
Everything I've been working towards, and I want to compete. I want to show my peak and, you know, just represent my athletic career on that stage. So it's definitely something I still am passionate about. I just have to figure out the logistics.
That sounds like a really difficult decision. Cheryl, who else did you talk with? Who is considering maybe not continuing?
Well, I spoke with wrestler Robbie Smith. He's 33 years old. He's from Colorado, but he's doing his training at Northwestern University in Evanston with some other wrestlers. Now, Robbie competed in the 2016 Games, but since then, he's gotten married, he wants to start a family, and relatively speaking, he's at the end of his competitive life, and Robbie wants to believe this is going to be his final Olympics.
You know, it's supposed to be my last ride and my last pursuit for an Olympics. It's nuts. So, you know, I have a lot of self-evaluation to do and see if I have another 16 months in me or you know, I need to move on in life.
When Robbie participated in the Summer Olympics in 2016, he saw firsthand dangerous issues that could have affected the athletes with the Zika virus and the threat of terrorism.
And to think of going to the Olympics and everybody talking about corona, it's like, are you going to put everybody in a bubble? Do we have to wear hazmat suits wherever we go? You know, it's like the Olympic experience, it wouldn't have been what it's supposed to be. If we didn't postpone it, you're robbing athletes of that experience.
So, Cheryl, do the people you talked with think that postponing the Games is the right choice?
You know, although it was an emotional one, the reality was it was logical. Northwestern swim coach Jeremy Kipp, he trains many Olympic hopefuls, and they have to deal with having closed pools, uneven training with the advantages of some countries that are still continuing with the workouts. But Coach Kipp said most of the swimmers agreed it was the right decision to make.
And I think the IOC and I think a lot of the Olympic committee did the right thing and just let's put the brakes on it. Why should we endanger our, you know, these kids, these student athletes? You know, at the end of the day, it's just sport.
Now, one of the issues that that student athletes have is the difficulty of being able to pay for their finances if they are finishing their college career. Now, it's not just the cost of training between now and then. Some of the athletes, their performances make the money that they would get from performing in the Olympics.